This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. IPD Officer Sarah Cruz is continuing her discrimination case against the City of Ithaca and its past police chiefs. Cruz was terminated from the department in 2017 for insubordination and being disrespectful to her superiors. The Ithaca Voice reports that the case has not changed at its core. Cruz alleges that she was discriminated against for her sexual orientation and identity while employed by IPD. A judge ruled in January that Cruz's case did not constitute discrimination, although there was evidence of workplace bullying. The case will now be heard by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan. The Schuyler County Legislature is reviewing a law that would make adults liable for hosting gatherings where children under 21 are allowed to drink or use drugs. The Schuyler County Coalition Against Underage Drinking and Drugs presented the law to the legislature on Monday. The Odessa File reports that the proposed law doesn't target parents who allow their own children to drink or use legal drugs like marijuana. Among the law's sponsors are the county's district attorney's office, sheriff's department, and probation department. New York State is yet to release data on its prison system's vaccine rollout. New York United for Justice is a coalition of 14 criminal justice reform organizations. Spectrum News reports that they're demanding that New York report the vaccination rates of its incarcerated men and women. The coalition is also demanding greater transparency on how COVID-19 was managed in prisons, tracking in the facilities, and future vaccination plans for prisons in New York. Tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch has been issued until around 7 p.m., low near 60. Wednesday, slight chance of showers in the morning, partly sunny the rest of the day, high near 80. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.